Hello, everybody, and welcome to SITSOC. Joe, once again, recorded in some inexplicable, labyrinthine, nightmarish, Lovecraftian, otherworldly fashion that had a weird echo, and his timing was off, and I don't know exactly what he did, but this time I've just reduced his audio and made him sound like a robot. It's a little bit better, but mostly this is punitive. Let's all make fun of Joe if you see him on the street or just anywhere. This is Joe's fault. He knows what he did. Hello, everybody. Welcome to SITSOC.
SITSOC.
Welcome
I'm
to
Kendrick.
SITSOC. God damn it, Joe. I'm Kyle.
I'm Joe.
Why do you have to ruin everything with your fucking voice?
Ruiner!
That's like a really mean thing to say,
it's
but I'm
why
going to stick
you,
to
it's
it.
Why
I'm going to
you
lean into it, because...
Just lean hard.
Lean into it.
Lean hard into that shit.
So
and
the
a
first
Kevin
piece
in
of...
the back.
And I'm
Yeah,
Kevin.
That's right. Yeah, hey, Kev. The first piece of swag I got from my new company is a wonderfully soft, perfectly fitting hoodie. And if that's not a sign you're at a good place, I don't know what is.
That's awesome.
It is. It is.
Speaking of which,
Clothing
you do
defines
love your
software
hoodies.
companies.
Yeah.
I do love my hoodies.
Speaking of which,
Not in the summer, though.
Somebody has my Salt Mine hoodie, and I don't know
I
who.
have it.
Oh, you
It's at
do.
my house.
Okay, I will come
I've had
over
it
there.
since the beginning of time.
Gotcha.
I also have one of our other coworkers who I don't know if I'll ever see again, so maybe I'll have to give it to one of you guys.
Oh, snap. Are they a
Yeah.
skinny bastard like me?
Yeah. You know, you could probably have it. You just have to talk to Ma Mom Ray. That was like a really bad attempt at Pig Latining his name. So, you know, Kendrick knows who I'm talking
Oh,
about.
okay.
Oh. Yeah, I do too.
Huh.
Wait, you're the Ken you're the one.
Wait, what?
Anyway, it's probably gonna be Kevin shortly, so
Cool.
Well, I don't think I'm not convinced that the individual you're attempting to hide his name actually exists.
Yeah, I don't know if he
Anymore,
does
so.
either. So,
That's fair.
you know, that's the weird part about COVID, is you come back a year later and you're not really sure if reality is real.
Dude.
Well, yeah, fuck it. Might as well talk about it. So I went
Yeah.
back to our office
Yeah.
for the first time and worked from the office for the first time the last 2 days in for 15 months,
I did the
and
same.
it was
I'm going
weird.
tomorrow.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
Why
Kevin,
is
I'm
it
not gonna be there
weird?
tomorrow, so that's gonna be well.
That's, well. What can you do?
Go there tomorrow, duh. That's what
Yeah,
you can
I'm
do.
still
Very
gonna
easy.
do
Go
that.
ahead.
I mean,
Oh, dude, you should. The banh mi this week is a bomb.
There's a banh mi.
Yeah, there's a banh mi sandwich
Oh,
for
I could
lunch.
just order two, Kyle, and we can eat outside at that table. You just
There
show up.
was.
I was gonna be like, hey, maybe I can sneak in lunches with you guys, but you
Not
know, I didn't want to invite
this.
myself.
Not this week. Not this month, probably. They're supposed to be disallowing visitors.
Yeah,
So.
But
I will
heard that
they
there was a
kick
lot
them out
of.
of the outside patio? Doubt it.
They can't. They don't care.
Right.
But
See?
if you're
If you want to
technically, you
eat in
can't
like
get into the
100
building.
degree weather.
That's the other part.
100
It is
degree
100
weather,
degrees right now.
more like 100 degree not going outside to eat.
Yeah, more like 100 degree. Fuck!
Yeah. So I've been taking walks every day, so I'm like legit tan now.
Nice.
And it's
Nice.
been getting hot lately, like super
You got
hot.
the Hagen tan.
That.
I actually am tanning, and Amy gets mad at me. She's like, "What
Yeah.
the fuck is this? You go outside for what I consider to be like 4 months or so, and or 3 months, because she was down taking care of her mom for a while." And you're all tan, and I'm like, "Well, it's because I was going outside and walking like 5 days a week, every day for an hour."
Right.
That's
Like
correct.
that farmer's tan.
No, it's I t started wearing a sleeveless shirt, so it's less of a farmer's tan now.
See,
I guess it's still a farmer's tan, but
it's a
it's not
wife beater
like
tan.
I only tan on my arms. Like everywhere else just burns. And then it goes back to being white.
You don't freckle up on your shoulders like some
I
people.
do.
I'm doing that right now.
Oh,
I freckle up like a
no,
son of a
I
bitch. But now I
do.
have calf muscles
I
again.
think I do, but I'm rarely like shirtless outside, or at least in a way that my shoulders are exposed. Like, usually they are covered by some manner of shirt.
I mean, why don't you walk around shirtless? You're a skinny person. You don't have to, like, you know, almost get the cops called on you for having
It's the
weird
hair.
man boobs.
It's all the hair.
It's all the hair.
There's a guy in our neighborhood that, like, we see him start to walk, and by the time we cross him again, he's got his shirt off. And then by the time we see him again, for some reason, I don't know, we're walking in a circle, but we see him multiple times, he's got his shirt back on, and I'm like, I want to understand. Is this something that I can
Why are
do?
you like this?
If I do this, will I be able to get away with it? Will I still get service?
Well, I mean, if you're outside walking around, you can take your shirt off.
Does Colorado... So I attempted to open... sorry, my words are slow. I attempted to look up open carry. That's not what I wanted to say either. I attempted to look up open container laws in Colorado to see if you could go drink at parks and stuff like that or while you're walking. Yep. And all I could find was laws about open containers in cars. So does anybody on the cast know if you yes. can walk around with an open like beer while you're out in the public?
It is... Depends on the area. In a neighborhood, like subdivision, technically no. You cannot have an open container on public property.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to bust you for it.
Unless you're like being a total doucher.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No one's going to bust you for it unless you're littering or throwing shit or just kind of being an asshole.
Or shotgunning beers and like yelling America. Yeah.
Well, I mean, then it depends on who's in your neighborhood, right?
If you yell America, you're less likely to run into problems. If you yell a different country, you'll probably have more problems, right?
Yeah,
so
that's true.
Parks are all different. Every park has a different set of rules depending on the jurisdiction that governs it.
Mm-hmm.
My park over here technically disallows alcohol. I think technically any alcohol, but they really only care about glass bottles.
Yeah, which is really the most dangerous kind, as long as you're not littering, right?
This one in Aurora only allows 3-2 beer, which is hard to get a hold of these days.
By
weight, because it's an old law. So what does that mean? What it means is the cops don't give a shit unless you're causing a ruckus or, like, pounding vodka. All of these are other things, right? So for the most part, it's one of those laws where, yes, it's illegal to drink in public, but unless you're, like, blue, blind, paralytic drunk, you're probably – the worst you're going to get is if a cop rolls up, they'll be like, dump it out. Or like, hey, can't do that. You'd be like, oh, okay, sorry.
And or like, then, take then, your friend then, home. He's causing a ruckus.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're just walking around drinking a beer, no one's going to care, especially with the state of law enforcement right now, where a lot of them are walking back their enforcement of less egregious crimes. So, well,
because it really just takes up a lot of time. I mean, yeah, I guess it is for better or for worse, but it really depends on what we mean by walking back and like what we consider less egregious, I guess. Like, what do you mean when you say less egregious crimes?
Like the I have some friends in Aurora PD, and they're like not showing up if you call them unless someone's dying, kind of thing. Like,
even to domestic disturbances and stuff.
Like, if it's a domestic disturbance, they'll show up for that. But like, they're not gonna show up to a park because people are drinking beer. They're like, yeah, okay, we'll look into it, and then they're just not gonna.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. Like.
Yeah.
That seems silly to waste
their
time.
They're cutting down
on
traffic enforcement, I think, too. And they're just trying to cut down on the number of times that they interact with people.
But over 9 million people a year die from traffic violations.
I mean, vehicular collisions are the leading cause of death in the United States.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Isn't it?
Is that traffic violation?
Wow, I love that I silenced the podcast by just saying something profoundly stupid. Like, it's been a long time since that's happened.
Yeah,
I don't even know what to do with it.
So. You're welcome. You're welcome, guys. I'll see myself out.
No, that's fine. You
and
stay
that's
here.
The last time Kyle was ever.
You're not allowed to leave.
He dumbfounded everybody and then walked out.
I mean, no, it happens. It happens. I'm dumb. And found. So
we found you. You lost, but now you're found.
Yeah. I get confused a lot. Here's a picture of me being confused yesterday.
It's not a picture of you.
Are you actually going to send us a picture? Because I kind of want to.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about how your basement's finishing out.
Okay.
Can we talk about that on this yet?
I mean, it's been the ongoing saga of Kendrick's fucking basement.
But it looks really nice now.
It's really coming together, isn't it? It's funny how much. So, all right. So the foundation has been fixed as it's going to get. The epoxy is on it and seems to be pretty good. The gym side still needs new floor, but it's okay. The floor it has is just a little bit catified because the cat likes to sharpen his claws on there when he gets a chance because he's a dick. Where is that asshole? You're an asshole, Lando, wherever you are. But what we just got in there was a Home Depot rug, which actually has a nice color to it, surprisingly, and an IKEA couch. And then that's actually a fold-out bed. And then I bought these mirrored doors that are supposed to go on one of their like shelving units, like dresser units. And I just mounted it to the wall in a very convoluted and weird way. And so I have a sliding mirror wall that covers the crawl space access. And it was cheaper than getting a mirror that big. And it got to, and it mounts on the wall in a neat way. So.
Well, it looks huge in that room now.
It really makes it look spacious, yeah. So, that's I'm pretty happy with it. As a spare room, it doesn't suck.
At the very least. And then, yeah, spare room. It looks like a nice space, too. It looks still pretty open with the bed up.
Yeah, yeah. So. It's actually not too bad. Like, I actually was going to go hang out down there for this podcast, because I normally now record sprawled out on the couch with my laptop. But Kate was sitting on the couch, so we were negotiating whether I was going to kick her out and steal the couch back or just go record in the basement, because the other place I record is the pillow room. But the pillow room is on the top floor of the house, and the airflow is insufficient to get that room to less than 85 degrees when it's 110 degrees outside. So I would have been sweaty and angry. So I was literally planning on actually using the basement room to record it. And the only reason I renegotiated with Kate was because the acoustics are still a little wonky, so it would have been a bit more echoey.
Hmm. So you kicked her out of the living room?
Yeah, so I kicked her out, and we had a big fight, and we're not friends anymore.
Oh, man.
Well, I believe the first two things, but the last one just seems like nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
The saga's
so
over.
Anyway,
then?
Squabbling.
I mean, what? The only pieces left are like some cable management for the TV that's there. I might move the TV. It's mounted on the wall, but it doesn't make sense because it's visible for workouts. But if you're sitting on the couch, then the back of the TV is all you can see. So it's sort of like, well, you might as well make the TV visible for the couch. So I might put the TV on the other wall that we weren't going to put it on. I don't know. And then I'm going to replace that gym floor with the denser rubber instead of the foam floor. And then I'm probably going to tear out that wall as much as I can, replace it with glass, put a sliding door in it, and then extend that that little area out into a like a greenhouse sunroom with a hot tub in it.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing. Let me know when that's finished.
That escalated.
Yeah, that last part. Yeah, we're still working on the details of that last part, because it's one of those like, and how much would this cost? It's going to be like, no. Yeah. But I think it'd be really fun to basically push that room out. But well, put a door into the room would be a really cool thing in general, because then you'd be able to get to the backyard from there, and that'd be nice. But then it was like, well, what if we also glassed in that area and put a hot tub in that room and just claim some more square footage?
Mm-hmm.
And then still have the door into the backyard and the door into the hot tub room, and like all of these things together would be like, that actually be really slick.
I like the idea of having an open basement like layout too, because that's a lot of value in that when people are looking at a house. Like,
yeah,
it's like a second living room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it makes it a lot more of like a, I don't know, like a room, like a full room. It's not just like a cellar basement, you know?
Yeah.
Who's in my cellar? Yeah.
And I think it would be kind of fun, because I think that wall is load-bearing, so I can't, like, tear it all out. But if we replaced, like, if we put in a big sliding glass door and maybe some bigger windows, it would make it feel much bigger, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could kind of enjoy your backyard without all the road noise and heat of the actual backyard and semi-indoor, fully indoor hot tub. I think that's
which also then kind of doubles as a sauna. If it's actually got walls around it, so that's nice.
Yep, yep. So yeah, you get me.
Yeah, we're kind
of. But I have no idea how much that would cost. I'm assuming a lot of thousands of dollars.
$15,000 is my guess.
All of it.
I mean, I was thinking like 30, but I genuinely have no idea. It probably depends on how much glass I get, right?
Yeah, probably. Well, and I guess it depends on how fancy you want the outdoor.
Yeah, and if you have to like resupport the supporting wall.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Just put metal. Yeah, so. Just make it all metal. Metal tubes. Tubes and glass.
Tubes.
Tubes and glass. Someone put that on the band name list. Joe, you have homework. Put it on the band name list.
Tubes and glass.
Tubes and glass. Tubes and glass.
I have names like twice today.
Nice.
Nice. Nice.
I have a hard tangent for us.
Fucking roll.
Juke.
So
juke. Juke.
There's this new invention. It's not really new, but it's the first I've seen it within the last month or two. It's like a 3D. 3D clay extruder that is used for like 3D pottery, like 3D printing pottery pieces. Have y'all seen that kind of thing?
It's like I have actually seen it. Yep.
It's like a 3D printer that extrudes like clay or some kind of like thing. That
it's
kind of
like the concrete.
Yeah,
the house printer. If you saw that one, it's a similar thing, but it's a little smaller.
And people are accusing these people who are printing 3D things with this extruder is not being artists, right? Because they're using like, you know,
that's dope.
they're not sculpting it themselves. They're not doing that stuff, blah, 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 blah. Right. Yeah. Like, so I wanted to kind of talk about how, like, do you guys feel like this whole CNC world? Like, I think it's very artistic. Like, seeing the things that people do with CNC stuff, like printers and 3D printers and extruders and like drop filament machines that like pull out of the filaments, pull out of the tubs and print stuff upside down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. The UV one. Yeah.
I've even seen people build stuff with 3D printers that when they take them off the plate, they're like interlocked, flexible things. Like,
yep.
I don't
yep.
even understand how that works, but I like a small piece of my brain knows how it's possible. But that piece of my brain is locked off in another section of my head that my other part of my brain won't allow me to go to. Like, I need to unlock my mind or something. But, like, it's so cool because you can make these, like, snakes or these kind of, like, really cool, like, chainmail, like, 3D printed chainmail with this stuff. And it's, like, all interlinked, but it was printed. And just think about that
I've seen
second.
It.
It's fucking
mind-boggling. I've seen it.
Boggling.
And it blows my mind as well. It's the same way because you bake the support structures in a way where when you cut them away, it all is just already a piece interlocking in a way you could never make with regular manufacturing.
Yeah. And you like, yeah, it's like kind of one of those, like when we used to do those Hanayama puzzles in the office, when I used to bring those in, it kind of is like that. It's just about like certain positioning. And I think the part that these people are ignoring who are claiming that this type of stuff isn't art is the amount of time and planning it goes in to do the 3D modeling that goes into printing.
Right.
That so alone,
like graphic designers, right? I mean,
yeah,
are they artists?
They're basically artists. Yeah. Well, I mean, graphic designers, I guess, would be more traditional artists because they're actually creating, like, imagery.
But they're not using paper, so it's not, like, real art.
No, that's
yeah,
a whole other thing. You're right.
That's
but.
What's confusing is, like, I thought art was whatever you claim
well,
to.
Well,
like,
I mean, we don't have to get into the semantics of art.
So I get that, but... here's my two cents on this. I'm very open-minded to what people want to define as art, because that seems to be something that constantly changes as new mediums are introduced. This 3D printing thing is something that's only really become like mainstream and easily accessible within like what, the last 4 or 5 years, something mm-hmm. to that effect.
Yeah, it's something like that. Yeah, it's been catching. Yeah,
like. People are going to do things an interesting way and call it art. I'm totally okay with that. The thing I'm not okay with is fucking gatekeeping. And those are the kinds of people who are like, oh, this isn't art because fucking jerked off on my master's degree and that's the only thing that makes me fucking happy. And those people can eat all of the fucking dicks.
We were joking the other day about how, like, in, like, 10 years or something, like, nobody's going to be going to formal colleges anymore and everyone's going to go be into trade schools or get life experience to do work, because either college is going to be free and no one will want to go because it doesn't mean anything, or college is going to be so expensive that only rich people get to go and the rest of us don't get to go anymore. Like, and so I think that applies directly to what you're saying, too, is, like, those people are just inflating their own value by, like, jerking off on their degrees.
They got to justify it. I think all I would say is that the only people who aren't really doing art are the people who are claiming that other people's art isn't art.
I will draw the line at NFTs, though. I fucking despise the idea of an NFT, and it.
What?
I still
we
don't
should
understand
talk about that.
Non-fungible tokens and like it has to do with like blockchain stuff, and I don't know. We could get into a whole episode about blockchain because I've read like 5 articles
on it now, and I still don't really understand it.
Maybe
and I
this
hate
time.
People that are
next
like,
time for sure.
Blockchain is infallible. And it's like, no, it's absolutely not infallible. It
Thank you, Kyle.
A lot of
welcome. Welcome to the world of blockchain. Like, when you've pierced the veil and you're like, did anyone else actually research this at all? You guys are all fucking stupid.
People in the blockchain, and then you can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah. And, like, it's not. You're all stupid. Like, so, you guys have no clue what you're talking about. You got excited. Skimming a headline, and then you ran off with it, and you have no idea about the technology that you're talking about.
The thing that frustrated me the most is, I guess, well, and this shouldn't frustrate me because I make a lot of money off of magic because of people's nonsense, but there was some NFT stuff happening with, like, play of the games from NBA players. Like, it was like a 3 to 5 second clip of an NBA player doing something awesome. And if you have someone, like, one of our friends in Florida bought the NFT for, like, the original, like, tweet or whatever. Whatever medium, you know, it was in, and it appreciated like 7,000%. And I was like, I don't understand what you have. I don't understand how it has value. And I'm even someone coming from the world of, like, cardboard has value more than, like, the cash that you use to buy it. And it's like, I don't get this. I don't get this at all.
Yeah. I do get it, and it's stupid.
You should. I think
sorry,
next
dude,
time.
I didn't mean to overrun.
I get it. I just, the only thing I wanted to say is I'm only vaguely aware of exactly, like, the very basic level of what NFT is, what it's been kind of talked about, how it's affected the media. It sounds like Kevin didn't understand what we were talking about at all. So I think next time we need to clarify exactly what NFT is and kind of go into why this is fucking up everything for us.
Done.
Excellent. Next song. Next. Like, comment, and subscribe. Next song. Dude, I told you to do the bendy every now and again.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.